Two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies are recovering today after someone shot them both at close range in the head over the weekend. The deputies were inside of their patrol car and both are expected to survive. But the shooting is the latest reminder about the dangers of policing, a job our next guest says is it now even more challenging with the rise of nationwide discontent over police conduct. Chuck Wexler is executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, a group of law enforcement officials and others dedicated to improving the professionalism of policing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Chuck, it feels like this conversation is erupting into this oversimplified argument where you have Black Lives Matter on one side and Blue Lives Matter on the other. In reality, it's much more complex than that. But what are you hearing from officers about what it's like to be a police right now?
Well, I don't think there's been a more challenging time to be a police officer, you know, for a whole set of reasons. You know, policing is complicated to begin with. And today, if you put on top of that, you know, the tragedy in Minneapolis and the videos that are being seen around the country, there's enormous pressure on police to perform and to respond. And on the other side, you have these two deputies in Los Angeles who are just sitting in a car and someone comes and tries to kill them. So, you know, getting up every morning, putting on your uniform and sort of thinking out loud, what's today going to be like?
Mm-hmm. We know in New York, right now, several city council members from areas like Brooklyn and Queens have said they're getting complaints that police aren't responding to calls. At the same time, they're watching arrest numbers drop off compared to last year. And there's some thinking that this could be part of why we're seeing shootings spike in so many cities right now, because the police are pulling back. Does this assertion sound right to you?
Well, I think it's a lot more complicated than that, but it has been challenging. And I think, you know, it's fair to say the police are far more cautious for all sorts of reasons. If you think about it, if a police officer makes a mistake in making an arrest and it's videotaped, and, you know, they can be held accountable, as they should, or they can be disciplined, or they, so people are asking that they be fired. Here's one thing that's happening this year that hasn't happened in 20 years, and that is the demonstrations. Not the demonstrations themselves. The demonstrations have been peaceful. That's not the issue. The issue happens after, say, 10 o'clock at night in a number of cities like Portland, Seattle, Washington, Chicago. A number of cities have experienced a level of violence that the police, quite honestly, weren't prepared for. And some of it has resulted in injuries to police officers and injuries to demonstrators. No one predicted that that would happen. That did not happen in the Ferguson period, except perhaps in St. Louis County. The reform issue is comes into that, too, because I think nobody predicted that one of the solutions to the problems with the police would be to defund the police. So it feels different today on many levels.
You know, it just occurred to me, Chuck, that when we're talking about police officers, conduct, safety, we're kind of talking about them as individuals, but they're part of a system. And so I'm just wondering from you, this assertion from many that feel that police are scaling back because of fears really speaks to kind of the disconnect to the larger call for police reform within many of these departments. What is the sentiment from the departments that you're interacting with about whether or not that's a real possibility?
Well, there's some irony here because on the one hand, people are concerned about the police and they want to defund the police. And so defund the police, for example, in New York, in Los Angeles and, say, Seattle means not hiring police. So that means you can't hire, say, police officers who are, many of whom are going to be the most diverse because they're the youngest and you're hiring them. And if you're trying to change the culture, you know, all I can tell you is that we need humane good police, but we also have to think about the cops themselves, you know, who get up every morning, put on that uniform, and have to deal with some of the most difficult problems in society, risk their lives, risk losing their reputation. So how do we fix this? It's complicated, but it's really important. I'm hopeful that as we have this discussion, good things will come out of it.
That's Chuck Wexler, Executive Director of the Police Executive Research Forum, an organization of law enforcement officials and others dedicated to improving the professionalism of policing. Chuck, thank you for this conversation.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.